Racial politics and police policy are also emerging as a major issue in the Democratic primary fight for the U.S. Senate here in Massachusetts. Incumbent Ed Markey and his challenger, Congressman Joe Kennedy, have had some fiery disagreements on debate stages. But as WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports, they have a lot in common in their approaches to the issue.
Markey says that a big problem is that too often police are responding to non-criminal calls where intervention is needed instead.
We need to start by acknowledging that police departments have been tasked with responding to situations that they are not qualified to be involved in. Mental health, substance misuse, homelessness. These are areas that require different standards of care. And our immediate response should be intervention, not arrest or incarceration.
Kennedy agrees, pointing out police are the first to respond to mental health emergencies.
That's not how we conceive, at least as of now, the role of a police officer. Asking a police officer who's been trained a certain way to try to de-escalate a circumstance where somebody is disassociated and by definition not going to respond logically or rationally to commands, just the very nature of that response escalates a circumstance in a dangerous way that doesn't need to happen.
Markey and Kennedy want to see more resources devoted to treatment, training, and community outreach. That's not the only place they overlap. Both lawmakers backed the Justice in Policing Act that is set for a House vote this week. It would bar law enforcement from racial or religious profiling, prohibit federal law enforcement from using chokeholds and no-knock warrants, and cut funding for local police departments that don't also ban them. The bill would also limit the transfer of military-grade equipment to state and local law enforcement, mandate the use of dashboard cameras and body cameras for all federal law enforcement officers, and create a national police misconduct registry. Here's Markey.
Police officers just need to be trained to understand the dynamics of the communities they serve because their job is to serve and to protect. And I think we need to rebalance the allocation of resources in order to accomplish that goal.
Markey is a lead sponsor of legislation to end qualified immunity for law enforcement officers, the legal doctrine that shields public officials from personal liability for acts committed in the line of duty. Kennedy is a chief sponsor of the Bend Toward Justice Act, which would lower the standard of proof in criminal cases involving civil rights violations. They say this is not just a problem in major urban cities. Not only is profiling and over-policing of people of color a problem in suburbs and outlying communities, Kennedy says it's often not addressed or even acknowledged.
And the initial response from a lot of those folks is, listen, there's obviously a problem, yes. And what happened to George Floyd never should have happened, and those officers have been in jail and all the rest of the stuff. But this is Massachusetts. It just doesn't happen here.
Kennedy points to incidents in some of the bedroom communities within his district. Earlier this month, a civil rights lawsuit was filed against Brookline police, alleging that officers there racially profiled and harassed a black man who accidentally set off a security alarm in his girlfriend's home. And days before George Floyd was killed, a Newton man said he was stopped by police with their guns drawn and told it was because he fit the profile of a murder suspect who was described as tall and black.
My instinct is that that's actually more acute in some of those suburban communities than it is where you have some of those police officers that are active and engaged with community members where they do actually have that connection.
Markey says that is another area that calls for training.
I think a lot of the black and brown community feel that they are in a suspect category just by driving through affluent suburbs. So I think it's absolutely imperative that we include the training for police and extend it out into those suburban communities.
While Kennedy will vote for the Justice in Policing Act, it's unclear if Markey will get the chance. There's no plan to bring it to a vote in the GOP-controlled Senate. Markey says he does not support the Republican Senate policing bill introduced last week, saying it doesn't go far enough, but he held out hope that both parties could find a way to a consensus bill. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins.